Rabbi said the Rabbanim have said that sometimes the status of a mixture is based on its taste. The Rabbanim have said sometimes the status of the mixture is based on majority. And the Rabbanim have said sometimes the status of the mixture is based on its appearance. The rule is as follows. When the mixture is of two items that are not of like kind, we follow taste. When the mixture is of two like kind items, we follow majority. When it's something that's dependent on appearance rather than taste, like a mikveh, we follow the appearance. The Gemara earlier quoted the view of Reish Lakish, which said that if meat of pigal, noiser, and tummy become mixed together and a person ate the mixture, he'd be potter for malchus because it's not possible that one doesn't become butler in the other. The Gemara now says that this view argues with the view of Rabbi Lazar, who says that just as one mitzvah cannot be mevatel another mitzvah, so too one iser cannot be mevatel another iser. Who holds a view that a mitzvah can't be mevatel another mitzvah? And for tomorrow, it's a view of Hillel in a brisa, where it says that he would eat his Pesach, matzah, and maror all together in a sandwich, which shows that he holds that one mitzvah is not mevatel another mitzvah. Look at Maravita. Brisa says, if there's a piece of earthenware that was used as a toilet by a zov or a zova, and it therefore absorbed their urine, which is tameh, so if it was washed once or twice, it remains tameh. If it was washed a third time, it becomes tar. If it was not washed with water, but it was instead washed with a tar person's urine, it remains tameh even if it was done 10 times. Why? Because like kind items are not about each other. Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov says, even if a tar person's urine is used to wash it, it becomes tar after the third washing. Mark explains that Tanakam is a view of Rabbi Yehuda who says that items are like kind and not mevatel each other. Shekmar Abraisa says that the saliva of Anida, which is Tameh, that is in flax that she spun and then dried, and saliva is only Tameh when it's moist, and the flax was then washed many times in water. Rabbi Yehuda says it makes the saliva moist, and the saliva is therefore Tameh again. Now, why doesn't he say that after three washings it becomes tar? And for the Gemara, Papa said saliva goes very deep into the flax, and that's why it remains even after many washings. Mishnah then said in this Arab Bedam Absulin, Yishafech La'ama. What's the basis of this machloikis? So, Ev Tamar of Zvid said, they argue on whether we make Xeris in the Mikdash. Tanakama holds we do, and therefore the blood must be spilled out, even if the possible blood was not Mavatal, the valid blood. Rabbi Eliezer says that we do not, and therefore we don't make these Xeris, and therefore it only has to be spilled out if there was enough possible blood to be Mavatal, the kosher blood. Second Teretz, or Papa said, everyone agrees that we do make Xeris in the Mikdash. Machloikis is whether it's common for the blood other than the lifeblood to be more than the lifeblood. Tanakama holds is common, and therefore we have to be Geiser. Well, the other says it's not common, and therefore we don't have to be kaiser. In fact, according to our papa, who says that they only argue in the case of lifeblood mixing with the other blood of the animal, it makes sense why the Mishnah says vishafich la'ama after discussing the mixture with the blood, with the possible blood, and after discussing the mixture with other than lifeblood. However, according to our Zvid, why wasn't this combined into one statement in the Mishnah? Mar says this remains a kasha. Okay, next Mishnah. Zakta Mishnah. If the blood of a carbon without a mum mixed with the blood of a carbon that had a mum, the blood has to be poured into the amma. Mishnah continues. If a cup of blood became mixed with other cups of blood, meaning one was of a kosher carbon and the other was not, Rabbi Eliezer said, if one cup was offered, so all the remaining cups may be offered. The Chum say that even if all the cups except for one were offered, the remaining one must be poured into the amma. Mishnah continues. If blood that should be offered below the Chutah Sikra becomes mixed in blood that should be offered above the Chutah Sikra, Rabbi Eliezer says the mixture should be offered above the Chutah Sikra, and we view the blood that should be offered below as if it were just water, and then we offer the blood below the Chutah Sikra. The Chum say the blood should be poured into the Amah, but if he did not ask and offer the blood above the Chutah Sikra, the blood that should have been offered above is Taka Kasha. Mishnah continues, if blood that is required to be offered with one application, one matnas dam, became mixed with other bloods that are required to be offered also in one application, so the whole mixture should be applied with one application. If blood that's required to be offered in four applications, but taka became mixed in other bloods also should be require four applications, then the whole mixture should be applied with four applications. If blood that's required to be offered with four applications became mixed with other bloods that are required to only be offered with one application, so here we have a machalikas. Rabbi Eliezer says the whole mixture should be applied with four applications. Rabbi Yeshua says the whole mixture should be applied with only one application. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer said, if he doesn't offer with four applications, he's going to be over the iser of subtracting from something that the Torah says to do, the iser of Bal Tigra. Rabbi Yeshua said, by making four applications, he's over Bal Tosef for the blood that should have only gotten one application. Rabbi Eliezer said, we would only say Bal Tosef when the bloods requiring one application were by themselves, not when they're mixed with other bloods requiring four. Rabbi Yeshua said, we would only say Bal Tigra when the bloods requiring four applications were by themselves, not where they're mixed with other bloods requiring one. Rabbi Yeshua said further, that by doing something extra, you're actively being over on Bal Tosef, where you don't do anything at all, something that you're supposed to do, you just don't do it. So even if you're over Bal Tigra, but at least you didn't do it actively. So Abazai, that's why Zakar Bishua is better, it's better to not do it, and in that way just be over Bal Tigra in a passive way.